Hi, my name is Stacey Singh, and welcome to the Clean Air Podcast. Welcome to another edition of the Clean Air Podcast. I'm here with Dr. Yevgen Nazarenko, Research Associate at McGill University, specializing in indoor and outdoor air pollution. Thank you for being here, Dr. Nazarenko.
Thank you for having me, Stacey.
So what are the particles that are contained in wildfire smoke? Can you tell us a little bit about that?
So there are three main types of particles. It's the black carbon, which is a product of combustion. It is organic particles composed of various compounds that are known carcinogens or suspected human carcinogens and toxins, as well as inorganic particles that are just ash.
Okay. And we've been told that it's the finer particles, like the PM2.5, that are really dangerous to human health. Can you tell us a little bit about what are those particles?
So epidemiological studies indeed showed that PM2.5 particles, the fine particles, drive the most premature death and disease. And it doesn't matter where these particles come from. It is that specific size fraction that is responsible for most human disease and premature deaths.
Okay. And so it sounds like even if you're not in immediate danger of a wildfire, even the winds, the downwinds, can still be very dangerous to your health. How do we protect ourselves? If you're in a wildfire zone, an area, what can we do to protect our health and our indoor air?
So, of course, it is true that these particles can travel a long distance. They're transported with the air. So people can be exposed, depending on the winds and meteorology, to these primary and secondary particles forming in the air en route from the wildfires to where people are exposed. And they can experience various acute adverse health effects, as well as increased risk of premature mortality and various severe disease. What we can do is try to reduce our exposure using various air purification and filtration methods in our house, in various office and other buildings, and also using masks if we are outdoors.
Okay, all right. There's also a lot of people in have air conditioning. What do we do with air conditioning? Do we turn them off? I don't think there's any filtration system in our air conditioning, correct?
Yeah, so in the air conditioners, in virtually all of them, the filters that are there are very coarse. They practically do not remove any of these fine PM2.5 particles. And they also do not remove organic pollutants that are gaseous and come from wildfires or other inorganic gases. So what it means is that air conditioning, unless it is some very specialized integrated system with an air purification system built into that air conditioner, which is very, very few air conditioners, do practically nothing to purify the air and remove these pollutants that drive adverse health effects, acute health effects, and premature mortality risk.
So these were some very informative tips for our viewers on how to mitigate the dangers of wildfire smoke on our health. Thank you so much, Dr. Nazarenko, for being here and sharing your valuable insight with all of us.
Thank you for having me, Stacey.